Hi, this is Noel Roaming. And when I hear about satellite radio, I think about dishes, big things that go up onto your house and that type of thing. I don't think of a little antenna that's about 3 inches high that you can sit on the top of your desk or on your windowsill and receive signals from a satellite that's 23,000 miles up, or even in your car. Well, the answer is here, and that's XM Radio, which is a satellite network that does just that. Jeremy and Jerry and I had a conversation about XM Radio, about what he does for the company, how it works, the nuts and bolts of how it actually fits together. Here's our conversation.
With me I have Jerry Chica.
Yes.
And you're an ACB radio guy, aren't you?
Yep.
So what do you do for ACB radio?
I DJ when I've got time.
Yeah. But one of the main reasons why you don't have much time is you actually got a job, right?
Which is a
good thing.
A very good thing.
Working is kind of positive.
Yes.
You're working for XM Radio, which is what we're doing the review on this week, which I'm going to be doing a review on XM Radio itself, and also mainly the XM PCR, which I'm sure you've heard lots about.
Uh-huh.
Over the past couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
In your job, have you had to do any tech support for it?
We actually don't offer tech support for the PCR radio.
Well, first of all, I should ask you, what is XM satellite radio?
XM satellite radio is just that. It uses two satellites, kind of strangely named. They each have their own name. One is Rock, one is Roll.
That's kind of cool. So it's Rock and Roll. That's
yeah,
cool.
Basically. But there are two satellites in orbit, and there's a whole lot of repeaters throughout the United States that will help relay the signal, especially in bigger cities like New York City.
So if I'm driving around, I don't lose the signal?
No, you don't, because if you're not exactly able to grab it from the satellite, then your radio actually grabs it from repeaters. If you're actually close to a repeater, you'll actually grab it from it, and then when you're not, it'll attempt to get it from the satellite.
That's cool. So what exactly, I mean, we've heard about the satellites. What's actually offered on XM satellite radio? How many channels?
There's 100 channels. There's actually one channel. There's 101 if you want to get technical, one of which is a premium channel. It's the Playboy channel.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of the ACB radio listeners are going to be wanting that one.
Well, at $2.99 a month, I don't know.
I don't know if I'd pay $2.99 for one channel.
Well, if you want it bad enough, I guess you will.
I guess. And so what kind of programming is offered on those 101 channels?
Well, call it 100 if you only go for the standard package.
All right.
And you've got anything from 40s music, 80s music, country, pop, jazz, Latin. I do believe there might even be some indie in there a little bit.
Got the World Music Channel, can't forget
that. Yep, can't forget that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's rock. There's a channel I know called Unsigned Artists.
Yeah.
There's also a channel that has radio show that has, like, the drama radio shows. Mm-hmm. And audiobooks.
Cool. So what exactly do you do for XM Radio that might actually help people who are listening to this review and wanting to possibly get XM Radio?
Well, anyone listening to this review, first of all, I am my technical title is what they call an LCR, which stands for Listening Care Representative. Most of the time when you call in, you will probably get, you know, me or somebody else who's at my level, which is 1.0. And we do anything from helping you get your account set up to disconnecting your radio if you'd like, sending refresh signals, changing packages on your account, helping advise of what best ways might be to save money. And then if it's a problem that we can't handle, we would send you either to technical, billing ops.
So you're basically a customer service kind of
basically,
person, but
yes.
You're, what is it, listener care?
Yeah, it's actually, it's just called LCR. I'm actually an LCR 1.0.
Oh, right. And so what exactly, I know we're going to go over activation later on of the radio, which is kind of cool. And I'll explain how that's done, but what's a refresh? Is that if your radio screws up and you got to...
A refresh is basically, now, Delphi radios are usually not ones that need it. It's usually radios that are actually built into a car that's not, like, for example, maybe a Pioneer.
Mm.
If it's hooked up to your car and they
battery
have
dies.
To take out your car battery for one reason or another... And it's not meant to be a portable device, so if you disconnect the battery, you're taking its juice. So most likely, you would need a refresh in that case. It just re-unlocks the channels.
Very cool.
Basically, and it does not cost anything to have those done.
That's nice.
We do make sure that a refresh signal is what you need before we send one out, however.
Yeah, because it costs you guys.
Yes, it does.
So tell me, the plans that are available for these 100 channels... What's the price, first of all?
Under normal circumstances, if you don't go with one of the multi-year packages, you're talking $9.99 a month.
$9.99. So that means I pay $9.99 per month until I disconnect it.
That's correct. There is no contract. That's the one thing that your listeners will want to know. Even when you get on the multi-year packages... There is no contract. If you were to, for example, sign up for a multi-year today, and let's say 2 months down the road you decide, you know, this isn't what I want, I don't think I'm going to be using this very often, when you do call to cancel it, we refund what you have not used of the package.
Right. So the listeners could technically, if they wanted to invest the money for the radio, they could try it out.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's a difference between like cell phones, where you have to have a contract.
Right.
Why would you want to pay $9.99 per month to listen to radio?
Well, a lot of our customers are truckers. And, for example, the reason they do it is because they're driving from state to state to state. And anyone who goes on vacation knows that when you're driving state to state, you're going to have to play what I like to call radio station tag.
I hate that.
Yeah, you do. And if you think about it, our channels, you could be in Ohio and drive all the way to California and have the same station on from Ohio to California.
I see. So... You don't have to adjust the antenna at all to catch the signal. You don't have to do anything.
No, the only thing you have to do is make sure that your antenna has a clear line of sight to the sky.
Okay. So what if you go under an overpass?
That's been a question that's been asked quite frequently, and the radios have, and I hope no one quotes me on it because I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's right around a 1 meg buffer, and that's why when you're changing channels, it does take a few seconds to load the channel because it's actually pre-buffering the channel, so to speak. So that when you do go under an overpass, if you're not under it for very long, it's going to start playing what's in the buffer because obviously when you go under a bridge, your antenna is not going to have that clear line of sight to the sky.
Right.
So obviously you're going to lose connection with the satellite. So what it'll do is it'll start playing what's in the buffer, and if you get out from underneath that bridge quick enough, I forget exactly what someone told me, it's about 6 or 7 seconds, that if you get out from under it quick enough, it'll start pre-buffering again, but you won't know it's doing it because it's going to play what's left in the buffer.
Why does it, and I know people are going to ask this because they're internet radio people, but when they're listening to, when you listen to an internet radio station, you have pre-buffering, and it plays the buffer. Sometimes it'll skip.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the satellite radio signal, and I've seen this because I'm a freak, I play around with things, and I can unplug that antenna for like 5 seconds, plug it back in, and I don't even know it's been unplugged.
Exactly.
Why does it not buffer? Why does it not skip?
Well, if you think about it, the internet is a totally different ball game. If you were to have a true connection from computer A to computer B without all of the hops in between, you would not have all the buffering and skipping problems that you do.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the internet, and as you know, you could have anywhere between as few as 9 hops, but as many as, I think the most I've ever seen is like 27 hops.
Yeah.
Between you and whatever station you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
If any of those links go out, or if any of those links have a problem, think about it as a signal going down a road. If there's a problem in that road, it's not going to get there the way it should.
Right. So does it have something to do with, because it's a radio signal, so it can't, like, ask the satellite, well, would you send me, you know, 3 seconds ago? Does it have something to do, I read something about how one satellite sends earlier than the other, and it works that way, where it can pick up the bit of the signal that it missed?
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
Yeah.
I never gotten to see the 1.0, which is what I am.
Yep.
Doesn't really deal with the technical aspect of it, but I have heard something along those lines that one satellite is just a little bit behind the other.
That's cool. So that's, and one thing that we will illustrate, and you're talking about the delay of the pre-buffers, one of the advantages that you'll hear, which is kind of neat, with the XMPCR, is that buffering, if you press in a number, say channel, I don't know, 20, if you press in 20 and press enter, it'll only take about a half second for it to pre-buffer for some reason. It's real quick. So you'll be able to hear that. And with the radio that I have, it's a lot longer.
Probably my guess, my only theory would be that the PCR probably doesn't pre-buffer quite as much.
Yeah. Well, I can still unplug that antenna and. But it may not pre-buffer as much.
Well, I mean, because that radio, for all intents and purposes, really isn't a portable radio, whereas
right.
the Delphi's are.
That's right. So that's kind of cool that you can be driving along, you have no static. Do you know at all how it encodes? People are going to ask, well, is it MP3? Like, what bit rate is it?
I do know that all they tell us is that it's CD quality, so my guess would be at least 128, 160, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Because they do tell us it is the same quality as CD quality.
Yeah. Well, I could dispute that just because it, I mean, from what I've heard, you can and this shouldn't make you not want to get it. But if you listen to it with headphones, you can hear artifacts in there.
No, I'm sure you probably can.
Yeah.
And some people have said something that one station sounds a little different than the other.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can tell them is that all obviously different studios may have different boards or may have things set differently
mm-hmm.
or, you know, God knows what. So, I mean, there could also be... One of the things I thought that was kind of interesting is the studios that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually learned this in training, is that the studios are so noise-proofed that if you were to close the door and hold your breath, you actually hear your heartbeat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty... Those studios have to be pretty expensive, too.
I would assume so. I would assume so, yes.
So, is XM Radio Music, is it like the... I guess it's the DMX satellite network that comes through your cable or your digital satellite TV?
First of all, Muzak is more expensive by a long shot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is live. I mean, they do have, I'm not sure I'm understanding correctly, but, I mean, they do have DJs in there.
Basically what I'm saying is it automated? And, like,
some
automated all the time?
Some of it is, some of it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So some of the stations you can have, you know, just like an actual radio station where they're announcing, you know, where a song's coming from or whatever.
Right. Now, they don't announce as much as they would on FM radio,
because mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people have said that they want to hear more of the music and less of the talk. So, but there are a lot of the stations you can actually get 800 numbers or, you know, toll-free numbers. For some of the stations, yesterday, one of the callers called and asked what was the number for the NASCAR channel, and what was the number for the trucker channel. I had to look those numbers up for him.
So were they actually on the road?
Yes.
They were actually on the road. Cool.
Yep.
And so the radios for the car, now the XMPCR is a whole different ball game.
Right.
But, I mean, just as an example, yesterday we were coming home and driving probably about 40 miles, which is not much, and I was just using my regular home antenna with my radio, but I was getting no dropouts or anything. It was just like I was sitting at home.
Oh, yeah.
And you can plug it into your car and plug it into the tape adapter, and it just sounds great.
Yeah, I recommend, I mean, for a lot of visually impaired people, the two radios I would recommend, first of all, the PCR would be one I'd recommend because, A, it's the cheapest one of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's $69.95 or $70, basically.
Yep.
From what I'm hearing from you, I haven't played with it myself, but from what I'm hearing from you, what you need of it to work, you know, to basically listen to the channels and find out who's on and blah, 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 that stuff is very easily accessible.
Can you do that with the other radios, the home unit? Or?
The home unit puts it up on the screen.
That's not real helpful.
So, I mean, obviously visually impaired people wouldn't get that out of it. But, like I said, as far as any other radio, I would recommend the Delphi because it's got, you know, buttons that you can either, you know, set up presets or you can actually punch in, instead of scrolling to the channel you want, you can actually punch in, you know, 122 and be able to go to that channel.
Mm-hmm. Which is the CNN channel.
Yep.
So that's one I remember, because I mean, and it's really cool to be able to be going down the road and listening to, it's actually the TV feed, so you actually get the actual TV feed, and we'll let them listen to that too. Now, as far as activation, they can call you. How do people get a hold of you, first of all, to ask you possibly about if they have any questions about blindness issues or...
Now, are you talking getting a hold of me as or as in the company itself?
Well, the company itself is, you know, the 800 number, which I'll give toward the end of the review. But getting a hold of you yourself, if they want to ask a question about, you know, what buttons do I press for, you know. Point of reference on the control panel. I mean,
well, what they could try to do, and they don't always, they can't always do it, is they could try asking for me, Jared.
Jared.
J A R R O D.
Yep.
And my ID number, and this is what you would give them when you want to transfer to me, which is 3964.
And that 800 number again is 800.
852-9696.
Okay.
And like I said, what they would do is they would just say, I'm a visually impaired individual. I'd like to speak with Jared, and his ID number is 3964.
And they would actually get you and could ask
you.
In
most cases, I'm trying to get them to where they'll do that because sometimes they try and handle it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people there are still not comfortable or do not know how to explain to a visually impaired person what to do, when to do it, how to do it, whereas with me, obviously being that myself, I'm able to do that with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if they want Braille channel lineups, which XM Radio does not provide, however, I, as a visually impaired person, do provide. And
I was going to ask you if you could put that on my... Just kind of as an example, I would like to get one of those rail channel lineups.
What you would want to do is call me at work, because I will actually start keeping a... Because now that I got some help from the state,
mm-hmm.
So I've got to thank the state of North Carolina, I guess.
Yay!
And they have gotten me equipment that helps with the job, but along with that, it also helps me to where I can put out the Braille channel lineups, because I was doing them by hand.
Yeah.
And as all of you know, using a Braille writer to Braille a channel lineup for 101 channels can take some time.
Yeah.
It's approximately 11 pages.
Wow. And so what did the state provide you as far as equipment to make your job accessible?
Well, I had JAWS 402, and without going into what I'm not allowed to go into, as far as, you know, what software and whatnot we use, mine was not good enough, so they had to upgrade me to version 4.51 of JAWS. They also had to upgrade me to the professional version, and they also got me an SMA with two versions, thank goodness, because for what I'm hearing, 5.0 is coming out sometime this year. They also got me a Braille note, and they're working on getting me a Braille Blazer, and they also have a scanner on the way with OpenBook, or no, I'm sorry, not OpenBook, with Kurzweil software.
And so that's going to help you get your job, you know, as
right. Anytime I get documents from work, you know, like in my little mailbox, my schedule and anything else, I'll be able to bring them home, scan them, and dump them into the Braille note if I choose.
Well, that's really, I mean, that's another positive about the XM Radio people is that they are willing to work with you as a blind person.
What's actually kind of funny is XM doesn't, I mean, most of XM doesn't really know about me. What was actually funny is one of my calls was from the program director of Channel 13, XM 13. About halfway through the call, I found that it was when I found out who he was, and I was having a problem with the old Braille display I was using, and I kind of had to apologize to him, and I was just like, you know, my Braille display is kind of acting up. You know, I do apologize. And when he found out I was blind and whatnot and what I do, him and I got into a long conversation about it. And what was kind of cool is he said he's going to talk to, I guess, his superiors about not only XM providing the Braille channel lineups, but also possibly, if enough visually impaired people ask for it and make it a possibility, he's going to talk to them about possibly providing Braille invoices as well.
Cool. So that's if you request a paper invoice, they'll provide. Now, you can also access those on the web, too,
right,
correct?
Right, you can access those on the web, but, you know, and there may not be a lot of demand for that. Matter of fact, nobody has asked for a Braille invoice yet, so I haven't done any of those up. I don't know if they'll let me. I'm sure they would. But if enough requests come in for them, they may consider doing it themselves.
Okay, so basically, as a wrap up, as kind of a wrap up, because we will want to start reviewing this cool little piece of hardware. So to get a hold of you, they want to call the 800 number, which is 800-852-9696, which is listener care, and then ask for Jared. ID number 3964.
That's right.
And that you can help them to get signed up if they can't do it over the web, which we're gonna activate over the web, so they'll be able to do that. And you can also hook them up with a Braille channel lineup.
That's right. If they've set up the account on the internet, or even if they've done it over the phone, they've just forgotten. They can actually call in and get a hold of me and just be a little persistent about it that I am who you want to speak with, and they will transfer it. They don't like to at first, but if you're a little persistent about it, they will do it. Just get a hold of me, and I'll, of course, take down your name and address. And like I said, now that I've got the equipment, I can actually whip out the Braille channel lineups a lot faster than I was doing them.
All right, so that's very helpful, and I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure that you probably will start getting some calls as people find out what the XM-PCR does and how XM Radio actually sounds. I appreciate it, and thank you for being on ACB Radio Main Menu.
Not a problem. Take it easy, and hope a lot of you call in, and, I mean, even if you just have questions to ask, that would be another way to do it as well.
Okay. And we're ready to review the XM PCR, which, as Jerry said, is the XM radio that connects to your computer. Now, let me tell you about where you can get this thing before I tell you about it. You can go to www.pcconnection.com, pcconnection is one word, .com, and they have it in their selection if you search for XM radio. You can also go to xmpcr.xmradio.com, and that also has a direct link to where you can buy it. So, and it is $69.95. So that's where you can get it, and I'll tell you those things at the end as well. I've got the XM PCR in my hand here. Yeah, got it right here. And it's just a box that's about 5 inches wide. It's about 5 inches square. It's kind of rectangular. And on the sides, it's kind of concave, meaning the sides kind of go in. And it's got the big XM logo on top, which you can feel. So you know which side's up. So with the XM logo up, I'm going to tell you where, you know, how it connects and where the connectors are. I'll go into a bit of detail as I describe each connector. From the left side is the antenna connection, and you use the antenna that comes with the XM PCR, which is special in that it is also shaped kind of concave. Well, that's not necessarily to pick up the satellite signal better, but it's just a design thing. The antenna can be rotated and inclined in different directions. So it's got a base, and you can incline it. It has different click settings so that you can put it so that it picks up the satellite signal quite well. And this antenna has a 20-foot cord, so you can put it anywhere. The best place to put it usually is in the window, which is usually the best line of sight to the sky. But in this room, for example, I put it on top of my TV, and for some reason it works better. So, and the thing with XM radio is that since it's digital, when you have it, you have it. When you don't, it's just gone. So you got to get a full signal from at least one of the satellites, or if you're in a big city or near a repeater, you got to get a signal from somewhere, or it just won't work. You can always find a place in your house where that signal actually works. Sometimes you can put it outside your window and kind of close the window on the cord. Gently, of course, to not break the cord. So, that's the antenna. And again, I have it put on top of my TV. It's all connected to the XM PCR. And there's actually two wires in the antenna cord. One of them is to receive the satellite signal. And actually, there's three. It'll receive all three signals, one from each satellite and one from the terrestrial or repeaters. And it compares all three of those signals to produce a better satellite, more continuous signal. To the right of that is a standard USB connector, and that, as you know, when you plug it in, it just works. Best thing to do is first, if you are to get this, install the software, then plug it in, because it seems to like that better. On the very far right, this is all in the back of the XM PCR, there is the audio connector. And this audio connector is a standard eighth inch or mini plug configuration. It provides a stereo signal. There's no speaker on this thing, so you have to plug it into either a mixer, which is how I have it, or you can plug it into your line in on your sound card and do it that way. And that allows you to hear your satellite decoding. Now, this thing requires no power. It gets it from the USB port. So all you have to do is plug it in, and it gets the required power that it needs. Now, if you have a laptop, your laptop has to provide enough power for it to actually work. And I haven't tried it on my laptop, but I assume that it probably would not work, though my laptop does provide some power. And I could be wrong on that one, but most of the time you've got to have what they call a USB-powered hub to get it to work. Now what we're going to do first is we're going to fire up the software, and we're going to peruse through the channels that are available at this very point in time. Now, what I mean by available at this point in time is this radio is not activated yet. It will be by the end of this review. But when you get your radio, when you first get any XM radio, it is not activated. But you can still get some channels. Now, those channels change every 3 hours. So you can usually pick up between 5 and 7 channels at any particular time off of the satellite. So that's, we're going to kind of browse through those. Then we'll go to the website, activate the radio, and go from there. And I'll tell you kind of how the software works, and we'll kind of browse through the channel listings so that you can get an idea of what type of music is played on XM radio and how this thing actually sounds. Now, I want to warn you that when you hear the sound of this, of course, you're listening to main menu, which is broadcast in mono, you will hear the mono signal. Now, most of the channels, except for the news channels and things like that, are broadcast in stereo. So when you get your radio and you actually listen, and when I'm listening to it, I'm hearing it actually in a stereo signal. So without further ado, we're gonna go into the program here. I'm gonna go into my start menu. If I can get it to speak to me.
Desktop.
Here we go. Menu. Start menu, and we'll go to programs.
All programs, sub menu.
I have Windows XP. This thing works on most operating systems, even Windows 95, if you still have that. And then we're going to go to the XM Satellite Radio group.
Install.
I have installed it, and it's plugged in. So
XM Satellite Radio.
I'm going to click on XM Satellite Radio and press Enter, and it does take a second for it to load up and detect that the radio is in fact there.
Button.
Now, this, when you do not have your radio activated, it's very important that you read this dialog box. And we'll read it here just to give you an idea. Because on that dialog box, it tells you your radio ID. Now, what is a radio ID? Well, radio ID identifies your radio so that you can actually activate it. What the satellite does, it sends down a signal with your radio ID when you've actually officially paid for. It sends down your radio ID and helps the radio to decrypt the signal. So let's read this dialog box. It's a bit long, so we may not read the whole thing, but it'll give you an idea of what it is. Now, funnily enough, this is about the only dialog box in this program that's standard. So, but that doesn't mean that the XM radio software doesn't actually work. So here we go. We're going to read it.
Root JAWS page attention subscription to attention colon. Your XM PC receiver has not been activated. Subscription to XM Satellite Radio Services required for your XM PCR. Your XM PCR will be activated quote over the air quote when you subscribe to the service. Prior to activation, your XM PCR will receive the XM preview channel. Channel 1 left parent is allows you to verify correct operation of your XM PCR installation before subscribing right parent. Activation is required to receive all 100 channels of XM Satellite Radio Service.
And that's what we're going to be doing is activating it, and we'll actually listen to a bit of the preview channel, though it is kind of boring. But we're going
to
check it
out. To subscribe, you will need a major credit card and the unique 8-digit radio ID number for your XM PCR left parent shown below right parent. Then contact XM Listener Care online at http://activate.xmradio.com.
Activate.xmradio.com.
You can also subscribe by calling XM Listener Care at 1-800-852-9696.
And that's that 800 number that we have mentioned already.
Your XM PC receiver's unique radio ID is 071X1008. Left parent, the radio ID is also printed on the label. On the XM PC receiver unit and displayed in the settings screen of the XM PCR application right parent.
Alright, so that is our radio, this is my radio ID. So I'll go up here and review it. And then it's best when you get that radio ID to write it down.
Your XM, you can also subscribe by call your XM PC or XM PC receiver unit radio ID is 0-071X.
And it has to be, so
it's best to probably do 0-0-7-0-7-1 X-ray.
Yeah, it's best to do it that way.
1-0-0-8.
To be able to tell what exactly the letters and numbers are.
Left parent note, your XM PCR must be turned on and receiving XM signal to allow activation. Activation is normally achieved within 1 hour after subscribing to the XM service-leave your XM PCR turned on until activation occurs.
And that's what we're going to do.
No colon. This screen will no longer appear after your XMPC receiver is activated.
All right, so that's the gist of that dialogue. So we're going to press the close button, and the preview channel, I believe, will come on since I closed it with that channel up. So we'll do that here. Press the close button.
Left parent.
It's going to give us the title. And, all right, so the program is started, and I'm going to fade up the review channel. Now, I just had a problem there. It's edited out because there's no point in you hearing it. But it didn't actually start playing at first, and I'm not exactly sure why that is. But we're going to go ahead and fade up the
when you tune to channel zero. One down from this view channel. A one-time activation fee.
This is the preview channel. Unless you're receiving and all 100 it's just, if you've just activated, it's just telling us, you know, what we're actually giving us instructions on how to activate our radio. Of course, we're going to do that. That's channel one. Now let me show you the screen here. I'm going to turn this down just a bit more. Okay, so we're gonna review this channel here. Alright, so first of all, I have developed some scripts to work with this product. The description of the screen is this. It's got the title bar, and I have not figured out how to get to the setup menu, which allows it to become full screen, but the best way is to make it full screen. Right now it's not, it's in compact mode, but it can still be viewed. So part of my desktop is kind of interspersed with the window, which is kind of annoying. So I'm going to root jaws to PC, go up to the top of the window, and it says we're listening to XM Preview, as you can see.
XM preview, JAWS 4, XM preview 1.
Yeah. The first line is, thing right here, XM preview, is the channel name, and preview is the actual, I believe it's the genre. But you can do a frame, which I've done. I'll give you some information on how to get in contact with me to get those frames. The next line, but we'll tell you in a second, the next line gives the channel number and the channel name. So again, we're listening to the XM preview channel, which is kind of boring. So now we go down further, and it lists some tabs.
All tab, music tab, news, left top tab, left 10 tab, custom tab, custom tab, custom tab, custom tab.
All right, each one of those tabs is a listing, is a tab of channels that are available. Now, the first tab is all tab. It will list all the channels once we get it activated.
All tab, music tab.
Music is all the music channels, so it lists all of those. And what I mean by listing is it lists the channel number, the channel name, and what is playing. So it lists it kind of in a list view, but it's not really a list view. You can't arrow up and down and have JAWS read it to you.
News slash talk tab.
The next one's news talk, same
last
thing.
10
last 10 is the last 10 channels you've been
custom
to.
Tab. Dialogue.
And all of the
custom
different customs.
Dialogue.
Which,
PC cursor.
Which you can right-click those customs and move channels to those. And we'll demonstrate that. Now, I'm gonna show you the list of channels.
CH1 tab, XM preview tab, tab preview tab, XM preview tab, 11.7 tab.
Alright, so that's channel 1, that's XM preview, and it says, we'll go through this.
XM preview tab, XM preview 1 views percent 1 tab.
This is a table, so the first
news
column
type artist, CH, custom tab,
is
CH number,
channel number.
Tab. Artist tab.
There we go.
Title tab. Category tab. Channel tab. News percent tab.
So this is a table, and it's totally non-standard, so JAWS won't actually read you the table as you're arrowing through, but that could probably be scripted. So this first one's channel one, that's preview.
XM preview tab. Preview tab. XM preview tab. 12.2 tab. 20 tab.
Right.
Symbol plan tab. Addicted tab. Hits tab. Top 21.8 tab.
Alright, so That is, that's it. Oh, I went down to
simple plan tab, 20 tab.
All right, so that's the first channel. The next channel listed is channel 20, and that's, and it just keeps listing these
simple plan tab.
That's, these are the ones that are available. So channel 20 is the next one is available. Simple plan is
addicted tab.
Artist and addicted. I mean, simple plan is the title, I believe.
Tab.
Artist is. I mean, simple plan is the artist and addicted is title. See, this is kind of confusing.
Top 20 on 20 tab.
So that's
1.8 tab.
It's. I mean, it's telling you what is actually playing on each of those channels. So we'll just arrow down. You kind of get the idea.
20 tab, West Side Story tab, The Rumble tab, Fitz tab, On Broadway tab, 0.1 tab.
So, On Broadway.
41 tab, Kenny Wayne, Jeff tab, Everything is BR tab, Rock tab, Boneyard tab, 0.1 tab.
So, that's the Boneyard can.
52 tab, Potsaki tab, Love Sick tab, Rock tab, Unsigned tab, 0. Div 60 tab, James Brown tab, Super Bat tab, Urban tab, Soul Street tab, 0.1 tab.
And you kind of get the idea.
73 tab, Matt Waller tab, All That Meat and tab, Jazz and Blues tab, Frank's 83 tab, Sister Sledge tab, Beast the Greets tab, Dance tab, Chrome tab, 0.3 tab. Ja.
And that's all of the channels that are available. Now, when we have more channels available, we'll be able to page down and read it with that. Now, the cool thing about this, I can press my special handy-dandy key, which right now F3 does the channel and artist, and F3 does the channel and channel number, and F4 does the artist. So, to move around in this program, you can either use your arrows, or you can do a channel number. Now, I'm just going to arrow down here and kind of show you what's available now, and then we'll go to the website, activate it, and we'll wait for it to be activated, and then I'll show you the full scope of things. So here we go. We're going to go down to the next one.
CH number star tap.
And it doesn't read that to you, but we're going to have this thing read it.
It's top 20 on 2020.
You can do this with your JAWS cursor, but it's best to have a frame, and it tells me that we're listening to hits. Hits is the genre, and top 20 on 20 is the channel name.
Simple plan addicted.
And then we get our artist and title. So that is one advantage, is you can actually read the title of what's playing. Now we'll listen to this here. Now again, as you can tell, it's not going to be in mono, but you can kind of hear the quality of the signal. And that's kind of the quality of the satellite. Of course, you're not going to get any. You're going to get a better. Better idea with actually listening to it. Now this
Hits on Broadway 28.
As you heard, Hits on Broadway channel 28.
My Fair Lady, I'm an Ordinary.
And this is from My Fair Lady. So we've got such a variety here of different programming, even when you don't even have it activated. Now I pressed my down arrow, and about a half second later it changed the channel. So I can kind of arrow through. I believe that's Unsigned Rock. I think.
James Brown, Super Bad.
Yeah. James Brown, man. He's
Urban Soul 360.
That's the Soul channel.
CH numbers.
Flying on her broom. And that's.
Jazz and Blues, Frank's Place 73. Wesley Whitfield, Ding, Dong the W.
Now, one thing that you have to realize is XM sends 20 characters of the artist and title name, 20 characters each. So it will cut it off.
CH number starts
quite often, actually. Here's the disco channel. Man, let me tell you, this one. Yeah. Somebody shoot me. And, oh, well, you know. People do like the
CH number
channel.
Star tab.
Sports news. All right. So, at the moment, we don't have any, like, quiet things to talk over, so I'll just turn it down. And we're going to now go... So you have an idea of how this thing actually works. Once we get all of our channels, we will, in fact, go through a better, more detailed look at how the program works and how you go through your channels with putting in channel numbers and that type of thing. I'll also go through some of the different genres to show you what is actually available on the satellite. So I'm going to type http://activate.
UI.
Except I can't type. Activate.xmradio.com. Now, I already have an XM radio that is already activated. What I can do is, and first of all, what you do is you create an account. If you don't have an XM radio account, you create your account, and then you actually log in to
PC
that
cursor.
Account that you have created. All right, so I'm at the activation website, main website.
XM.
And what I have to do first is read down here. This gives you general instructions on how to activate. I've already told you that. So I'm going to go down here to the
first,
click here that
click
shows.
Click here to activate. Click here this page link.
This
if you're
is,
already an XM subscriber and wish to activate an additional radio, please, this page link, click here.
And I'm already an XM subscriber, so I'll have to click here to actually access my account. Now, the login information that you give is your email and password, and I just entered that. And that's how...
Forgot your login.
That's how they identify
Form
you, is through your email and password.
XM Satellite Radio Graph. Page
okay, so
XM.
We're at the full page with all of my account information, with address and things like that. Now, when you have a new radio, which many of you will, you'll want to go to activate a new radio, and it goes through a process where you put in your account details, such as address and things like that, and you get it that way. You put in your address, your billing address, your credit card, and then you put in your
radio, change your password
radio ID.
Modify your report, LS contact, edit link, add pre activate an additional XM radio link.
So I'm activating an additional XM radio. There's nothing really on that page that I need to show you now. Alright, so this is step one. Now, let's
to
read
activate
this.
Your radio, please fill out the form below. Enter the 8-digit XM radio ID exactly as it appears on your XM radio. Left paren to find your XM radio ID. Turn on your radio and tune it to channel 0 right paren. Also, please describe where you are using or installing your XM radio. All fields marked with and star are required.
Okay, so if you have written down your radio ID, you'll need to put that in on the screen. Now, whether or not you're getting a new radio or you are activating one that you already have, you don't need to. You'll get this same screen.
XM radio ID number colon edit.
So I'm going to put
Form
my ID
on.
Number
XM.
In here 071X1008. And that's what I had written down.
XM radio ID number colon edit 071X1008.
So that's the 8-digit number now. The next
where is your XM radio installed? Combo box.
Where is my XM radio installed? I'm going to select
PC cursor edit 07 star land. Where is combo star? Combo forms personal automobile home.
Home because it's
PC cursor.
My car. I don't think.
Radio location colon edit.
Don't need to put anything in the radio location. Don't need to put anything in the radio location box.
Where did you purchase your XM radio? Combo box.
Where did I purchase my XM radio? We'll go
forms
through the list.
Audio Express, Best Buy, Car Toys, Circuit City.
I got it at PCConnection.com, so
Crutchfield, GM dealer.
I'll have to look
Good
for
guy.
That.
Local satellite TV dealer, Marine or RV dealer, other new car dealer, Radio Shack, Sears, Sound and The Wiz, Truck dealer, Truck Stop, Tweeter, Ultimate, Walmart, Other.
Okay, Other, because it's not listed.
I'm using this radio in or around my billing address checkbox checked.
And that's correct, I am using it, so
Sleep post changes left there
and dock. And this is a Java thing, so it doesn't really read it correctly, but you want to click that button, Post Changes. So we'll press Enter on that.
Forms mode off. Graphic XM satellite.
Okay. Yep. So we have now the premium, choose premium packages page. And this is...
Land, graphic, XM, land, graphic, beyond them, beyond...
I'm going to check nothing on this page. There's nothing really that you need to know. On this page, it's quite self-explanatory, so I won't go through it. I will just submit the information. Now, I will have to call, and if you get a second radio, you will have to call and inquire about the family plan, because it's not actually on
Land
this page.
2.99.
so I don't want the Playboy channel, and I just want a regular plan, so I'm just going to click the submit button. Now, you can get multi-year plans. It's going to talk about multi-year plans. It allows you to get a plan where you pay for, say, 4 years or 3 years or whatever, and you get free time through that just because you're paying more money. So I'm not going to do that.
I certify that I am the XM account holder authorized to make changes to this account. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, so I'm going to certify that that's me, and that is the only thing really that you
left
need to,
if you have one right there and edit.
To do. Now, promotion code, if you get one, it's, you know, you want to put that in there. It is going to charge an activation fee to send
link.
The signal
next visited link.
Down, but that's okay. That's normal. So I'm going to click the next button.
Page has 8 XM.
All right, so...
XM, land graphic, land link, help.
Go past all
land,
these graphics.
You're almost done. Please look over your order. If all the information is correct, please click the quote submit order quote button below and prepare to enter the XM Radio Revolution.
All right, so we're going to read this. Hopefully it won't have any of my information. We're going to read through this order and make sure it's correct.
Land, payment summary. Land, table with full cardholder name, colon.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, land, red, X, black, Z, black, A, black, link, land.
Has my credit card information.
Link, graphic, modified.
We won't be going through on air.
Land, account
huh?
summary. Land, your new XM radio settings are below. Please, land.
Okay, so this is important. The new XM radio settings.
That you will be charged for service beginning today. Dash, the charges noted in the summary below do not include any free periods associated with promotions. Land, table with full, land, XM radio ID number, colon, 071X1008.
Okay, so that's... You just want to make sure that all of this is correct, that you're being charged the same.
Land.
My radio ID.
Where is your XM
here?
Radio install home? Radio, land. Where did you purchase other? Recurring charges, colon, 10.80. One time, 10.80.
Alright, so that's your taxes and blah, blah, blah.
Link, graphic,
It's telling us exactly
modify
what.
Modify radio server cancel link. Modify cancel submit link.
And so I'm going to submit it. And
submit link.
Again, you will want to call if you want the $6.99 plan, which is your family plan. Well, that's not important now, is it? Actually, it is, because it'll save you a good bit of money. So I just submitted
page
the order.
Links. Congratulations, your XM radio activation is complete. Your confirmation account number is 1-100 number.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So now we wait. And what I mean by we wait is what this is going to do is at the XM radio facilities, of course, they send things to the satellite. So what the computer does is when I've submitted an order and everything's in order, then I click the submit button, of course, and it goes into a queue. For 36 hours, your radio ID is sent down to your radio. So right, I'm leaving this on. Of course, we still got the preview channel going here.
XM channels after an hour, please call us.
Then it's going to keep sending this radio ID to my radio. So when it actually works, then it will be activated, and I will be able to show you all the different channels and how the software actually works. So we're going to wait about 10 minutes, and I won't bore you with waiting 10 minutes, but we'll be back once we're actually activated. And the best thing to do when you're waiting for activation is just to leave that radio on. You can always tune around to your different channels, play around with it, see what happens. And when it activates, it'll just kind of work automatically. So I'll be back once it's activated.
XM, left, untitled, start.
Okay, and we're activated now, so bring up some classical music. Ah, isn't that nice? And this is Inglourious Stereo here. Check that out, man. Now, if you want to know what you're hearing, which I have no idea what you're hearing, I'm just going to press my handy key, or you can use your JAWS cursor, window eyes cursor. And I can press my key. Maybe. It's not working.
PC cursor with the IP stop button.
Oh, that's because I'm not in the right program.
left.
Make sure to be in your XM program when you do this.
Antenna and Torak, golden spinning.
So this is, Anton and Dvorak, whatever that is. And again, the artist is cut off. Now, as we're activated, I'm going to turn that down. As we're activated, you'll be able to view on your screen all of the channels that are available. Now, the classical channel is like 110. So I can go and use my JAWS cursor.
Gold Alt C873 tab, Billy Holiday tab, I wish on the tab, Jazz and Blues tab, France.
So we're in the 70s right now. 74
tab, Junior Wells tab, Help Me Left, Farinay Tribu tab, Jazz and Blues tab, Bluesville tab, 0.1 tab.
Okay, and you can just kind of...
75 tab, Chucho Valdez tab, El Rumba tab, Jazz and Blues tab, Luna tab.
Say we want to hear that, Chucho Valdez. Say we want to hear that. That sounds kind of interesting.
Tab.
So I found the 75. I can either click it with my mouse, which is what I'm going to do now. I can click it here, and I'll turn it up so that you can hear the change. I'm going to turn up the volume here. And I'm going to click with my mouse, with the left click.
Left mouse button.
And we're there. We're here in Chucho Valdez. Now, you can. This is on the Luna channel, which is like jazz and blues. You can do page up.
Page up.
And scroll up the list.
Chucho, it might be Chucho Rum Alt Tab, Mid CH Number 73 Tab, Billy Holiday Tab, I wish on the PC cursor.
You're supposed
CH
to be
Number
able to?
Star Tab, Roots, it might be Chucho Rum Alt C43 Tab, Contact
yep.
Number.
Okay, so we've gone up some more.
44 tab, X tab, Red List tab, Rock tab, Red tab. 45 tab, Van Morrison tab, Queen of His Life tab, Rock tab, XM Cafe tab.
So say we want to hear Van Morrison, I'm going to show you the numbers. We're going to tune to the XM Cafe, and as you can tell, we've got, you know, the channel number, and it lists the artist name. So I'll press 45, enter, maybe. And that's Van Morrison. See how cool it is? And I'm going to press my artist key.
Van Morrison, Queen of His Life.
And it reads that to you. Now, say I only want to see news and talk channels. Easily done. I'm going to go up here to the top of the screen.
Queen of All Tab Music, CH All Tab Music.
To all these tabs where I showed you before.
All Tab Music Tab, News Slash Talk Tab.
I'm going to click the News and Talk tab.
Left mouse button.
And it should list.
CH 121 Tab.
All of the news and talk channels. Now here we go. We're gonna read those.
121 tab, Fox News Live tab, News tab, Fox News tab.
And that's Fox News Live. So say we want to listen to Fox News again. We want to either click with the mouse, or the easier way to do it is to type 121.
Outriders.
And there you go. You have Fox News. You have exactly what you're hearing on the TV.
They've never heard of such a device. Also, Santos.
Blah blah blah. All right. So, and that's kind of the news format. We can go to CNN. Oops.
And me watch his daughter, who, by the way, doesn't even know.
I think I did it right.
But to Stallone, Angelo is more than.
A spam email about spam.
Now, one of the weird things about this, if you, which was what I did, I screwed up, and you may do it too. If you want to scroll down your channels, you know, on a TV remote, when you press the up arrow, it usually goes, you know, to the next channel. Well, with this, since you're supposedly scrolling down the list, you will get the next channel by pressing the down arrow. So I can kind of go through and kind of just, and it's going to read the wrong channels. And I'll kind of turn this up a little bit so that you can hear as I'm scrolling through the channels.
Of the country.
This is Headline News.
This is from our XM studios in Washington, New York, Nashville. Exclusive performances from all over the world.
And thunderstorms.
Now, if you this is the Weather Channel.
Today,
that's pretty cool. I like that one.
From
diabetes, I knew it was going to be.
Of course, we can always
checking blood sugar.
See that? And you can do that by pressing your key that you have defined or that I have defined if you get my frames.
Earrings by early July.
Or you can use your JAWS cursor
for you and your family to improve your.
We got. Oh, let me just tell you what we have here.
Medicare
news number 129.
Before deciding who the
Bloomberg.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has accused Health
and
House
and cut that off, so I'm
going
to have to
Officer
fix
Richard
that
Scrushy
frame because
market updates
this frame is not big enough, but that's
radio.
kind of how it is. You kind of have to play around with it.
Bloomberg.com offers a bold.
So that's the Bloomberg News Network.
CNET Radio 100.
Newsweek. Blah, blah, blah. And you just can kind of tell CNET News.
BBC World. That's BBC 100.
That's BBC World. So BBC World Service. And again, I've cut that off again, so I will fix that.
Convention than any single man. But the trouble is, you and I don't have much communication.
C-SPAN Radio. That's exciting.
Por ejemplo, el lunes cuadrillas de socorro.
And that's in Spanish. We got CNN in Spanish, and you get the picture. Now let's do what you really want to hear, and that's music. Now we have all of the different decades from 40s to 90s actually. So this is the 40s channel. I'll just show you. Of course, we're hearing. Let's see. Well, I have no idea what we're hearing. We're gonna see.
Maybe you're cute, clear muzzle.
Quiere mucho Javier, somebody or other, but I don't know. And if you don't understand that, you can always use your JAWS cursor or Windows cursor and review that. Or if you're sighted, you can look at the screen and look at it, and this review is kind of pointless to you, now, isn't it? Okay, so we're going to go to the next channel. That's the 50s. 50s on 5.
Show you some of the damage.
Of course, you got
Lootbox News 121.
Oops.
At Sears Auto Center, we found that people always want what the other guy has.
I'm still, now, one of the things that you got to remember, I was arrowing down, and I had clicked the news talk button, which is kind of cool because I'm still stuck in the news and talk tab. So if you only want to do news and you just want to flip, okay, I want to listen to 50s or 40s or whatever, and you want to flip back and forth to news, you're only going to see on this list all of the news channels and what you're going to hear. So I'm going to go up here with my JAWS cursor and click the all button. And I'm going to go back to 50s here. So I'm going to press 5. And we have 50s music.
The Castro Sisters teach me tonight.
The Castro Sisters. Now, I have no idea about this music. I'm one of those Generation X dudes, you know, so I'm no good at this stuff. So, but I'll turn it up a little bit and let you hear. I've heard of this song. I'll let you hear how this sounds. Of course, you're going to get it in stereo. It's in stereo for me now. And it sounds pretty much like a CD. Now, there are some artifacts, I can tell you, because I can kind of hear them, but, I mean, it's definitely listenable. I know you want to hear that song, but we're going to go to the next channel. We're going to go to the 60s. All right, so we got the 60s up. What are we hearing? Okay, so we got the 60s on 6. That's the channel name.
Guess who's shaking all over?
Guess who? I've never heard of that band either. But, again, refer to my last comment there. Alright, so we're going to go to the 70s.
CH numbers.
I pressed the up arrow. So we got the 70s up, and this is all 70s all the time, so.
Decades, the 70s, 7.
Right. That's the,
Paul Revere Indian Reservation.
Paul Revere and the Indian Reservation, so we're going to. So this is, you know, you got your classic rock, you got the 70s, you know, kind of thing going on. Now here, this is a song change. So we're going to show you how.
Three dresses in a week.
So that's the next.
Another dress.
Al Green, still in law.
So it already has updated the artist. So instantly, it updates what you've heard. So this is, of course, Al Green. So it already updates that. And the best thing to do, of course, is to get some frames either written or copy some from a dude like me. All right, we're going to go to 80s now, something I stay away from, but, you know, not everybody does. Hey, I like this song, man.
Dream Academy, Life in a North.
All right. Life in a North, which it's cut it off. Lucky for XM. I originally thought this was part of my of the program, but it's not. It's an XM thing, so we'll show you. Yeah, we got, you know, that kind of thing. And I'll continue to go through. This is 90s. And I'll show you.
Jessica Simpson, I Want to Love You.
And that one didn't cut off at all. And, of course, you can always press your channel key.
Decades, the 90s, 9.
The 90s on 9, and that will tell you. And again, you can use your channel guideline or your JAWS cursor to read that. Now, remember always that you can go up and down the list and view it with your JAWS cursor. When you get down to the bottom of the window, remember you can press page down and keep scrolling down that list. Now, one thing I meant to tell you, this button JAWS does not see. Window-eyes, I don't know about window-eyes, I'm pretty sure it doesn't. But once, if you can find somebody, and I'll, as I said, I'm developing some scripts to make this work quite well, because it is possible. Say I want to hear Jessica Simpson. Say I really like Jessica Simpson. This is who it is, Jessica Simpson. And I'll show you here, Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, I want to love you.
So say Jessica Simpson is some chick that I want to listen to all the time. And of course she plays throughout the XM things. There's a button on the screen called the Save Info button. And there's also a setting that you can set to do this as well. But when you save the info, you can have it put the artist, Jessica Simpson, in your favorites. Well, what does a favorite mean? Well, it's pretty cool because when you have an artist set into your favorites, you can't type an artist in. You just have to do the save info thing, which has to be worked into the script. But once you say she's in there, so say I've pressed the button, whenever on any of the 100 XM channels that is available, whenever Jessica Simpson plays, a box will pop up. One of those alert boxes with two buttons. It's got a go to the channel and a no thanks button. So it's got a go to and a no thanks button. And it'll say, Jessica Simpson's playing on 90s on 9. And you do go to and click it, and it even does the alert tone. So, like the ding sound, like an MSN type sound, and allows you to go to that channel. So that is a very cool idea. One of the big things that I see a positive about this XMPCR is none of the other radios will allow you to do this. So that's a very big positive. Now we're going to go into the country section. When I say section, and I'm going to turn this down. When I say section, the XM's got the channels laid out in a very ordered fashion. So, say from 4 to 9, as you could tell, are the decade channels. That's 40s, 50s, 60s, blah blah blah. In the 10s and in the teens is the country section. 20s is hits. 30s is 31 and 32 is the Christian channel. 40s and 50s are rock. There's a lot of rock channels. We'll go through a few of those here in a minute, because I know a lot of people are interested in that. 60s is the urban channels. 70s is jazz. 80s dance and the disco channel, which I showed you earlier. 90s is the Latino channels in Spanish only, and they speak Spanish on them. It's very cool. If you're learning Spanish, you can check those out. World and New Age is 100s. 110 is the kids area, and 120 and on is talk and news. Of course, 150s is the comedy channels. 150 and 151 are comedy, and 160 is 163 and 4 are the audiobook channels. Now, that's a lot of information to digest in a little short amount of time. So the best thing to do is just to play around. Look at your channel guide on your screen if you got the XMPCR, and tune around. So we're going to turn this back up again. And of course, we didn't want to be there. So we're going to go to 10. Which I believe is X country, and we'll show you like one or two channels for each one. So we got country going on here.
Johnny Horton, Bobby Tom Man.
Yeah. So I'll let you hear a little bit of country. See how it sounds on that. So there we go. That's kind of the country. Each channel has different different types of music. even in the different genres. So even on the next channel,
CH numbers,
which is 11,
Country Nashville 11.
That's the Nashville channel, and I believe that they were there for the this is like the you know today's country kind of thing.
CH.
And you just kind of have to
CH
play
number.
Around.
CH number.
Old country. You got the bluegrass
CH
channel.
Number.
And we got one of my favorites. It's kind of the folk Celtic channel, so that's kind of cool. All right, so that's the country section. And I'm going to start showing you, again, that's top 20, and it's 20s. Actually,
CH number start.
Let me go back here.
It's top 20 on 20.
Yeah, that's the 20s. So, and then we can go through the hits, and that's just general hits. Christian. I just pressed in 31 to go to that channel. Now there is a novelties channel, and that's like 30. That's your novelties music, and so that's that. So we'll go here to 40 and go through some of the rock things. Of course, this is
Rock Deep Tracks 40.
Deep Tracks, which I've heard a lot of good things about. I haven't really listened to it much, but several people on the different lists like this channel. And if you don't know what you're hearing, again, you can press your artist key.
Dire Straits calling Elvis.
It's Dire Straits, very cool. And I can continue to go down through the rock list.
CH Nub.
Yeah, see, here we got the heavy metal channel. I'm sure everybody's interested in that one. Yeah, okay. So, and that's...
CH.
Got that. Okay, so that's, I mean, there's just so many different types of rock. There's alternative, all different kinds. So we're going to leave that one. And we've got the urban, of course you know what urban sounds like. I won't bore you with that. We've got jazz here. That's really nice. We've got some nice jazz music. That's the real jazz channel. And again, you can always, tell... what your artists are. Now let me go and save this channel in a custom tab, and I'll show you how that's done. That will only list your favorite channels that you're interested in. So I'm going to go up here to the top of the screen.
Jazz jam, all tab music, CH 42 tab, Chimera tab, CH number star tab, artist tab, PC cursor, CH number star tab, CH number star.
Ah! See, sometimes if your JAWS cursor deactivates, that's one of the problems, is it kind of screws up. So I went back to 70. Notice how quickly it changes the channels. Very nice.
Root and micro outlook. Don't alt tab. CH number stop. Alt tab. Music news. Last 10 custom tab.
Okay, so I'm just going to right-click
right
custom
button,
tab.
Context menu. Rename. PC cursor.
Rename. You can rename it like my favorites or
channel
whatever.
Selection. Add current channel.
So I'm going to add the current channel to this tab. Here we go. And what I did was I went up to that first custom tab, right-clicked it, and I'm going to add the current channel
leaving
to that tab.
Dialogue.
So it's added. So now when I click that first custom tab, it's going to just have real jazz in it, which is 70. And it'll only list the artist and title for that thing. So it kind of unclutters your screen. So you only, if you like a certain number of channels, then all you have to do is scroll through your favorites, and it tells you, hey, this is playing on this channel, and this is playing on another channel. We'll let you listen to this. Very, very nice compression. You can hear it, and the sound quality is just, it's really cool to be coming over on the satellite. And this is, say, I want to kind of want to know what the song is, so...
XM Cafe 0.4, Top Tracks 0.4.
And it is screwing up. If it does this, where your frames are not working properly, just minimize your window.
Desktop folder.
And all would be well.
Untitled.
Just
left there and left.
Go in here to the XM window.
XM Cafe 0.4, Top Tracks 0.1.
And I've just screwed it up.
Micro outlook, McCoy, don't get around real jazz 70.
don't know why that is.
Alt-tab, alt-tab music, last head customs, last moose music, alt-tab.
When I right-click that,
easy cursor.
It just kind of...
McCoy Tiger, don't get around.
Alright, just kind of screwed up there. So, I'll have to work on that. But when you're in a tab with not very many things, let me just make
McCoy
sure.
Tiger, jazz, and ooh, don't get around.
So we've got that.
Tab, music, tab,
I'm going to click
tab,
back on my custom
music,
tab.
Music, last head custom tab, left mouse button. Not easy cursor.
And make sure. Yeah, it looks like there's still some problems. As I said, this thing works most of the time, but sometimes it's really a pain with JAWS. Sometimes the windows just don't act the way you want them to. It's really a screwy kind of program. So when you have a frame, sometimes that doesn't,
tab, music, tab,
doesn't
music,
even
alt,
work.
Tab, left hand tab, custom tab, CH num 70 tab, McDiv, JAW.
Okay, and as you can tell, my 70, you know, the 70, the one that I have listed, is actually shown in the thing. Now, one of the reasons, it could be just something with my frame.
Jazz and blues, real jazz, 70, McCoy Tiger, don't get around.
All right, now it's working. What the heck? See what I mean? Just a classic example of how this thing kind of is screwy and how the windows are laid out kind of weird. But it is usable. I'm
going
to go back to the alt tab.
Easy cursor.
And I'm going to keep going through, and I'll just kind of show you. We got this smooth jazz channel. Best thing to do is just to keep playing around. And yeah, great, very cool channel there. All right. So, and I'll just keep on going. We got blues channel. We've got. This is the electronic jazz channel. And you can tell it's very you can tell the different fades that it's just like a regular radio station.
Night Train, Robin, Groove.
All right, so that's that one, and you just can keep going through.
CH number.
And kind of.
CH number, start tab.
I want you so bad.
CH.
All right. And this is a dance channel. It's Saturday afternoon right now, and on Saturday afternoons they've got different things. It's just like a different, general dance stuff. Yeah. Okay. I kind of like dance sometimes. We'll talk over this one. It's just like a normal radio station in some respects. Although it's coming from the satellite, and it has different features, and things like that. There's your disco channel again. And there's your Spanish channels. There's all different types of Spanish channels. Usual stuff. And I'm going to go to 100. 100 is the world section. You can hear that. We got the reggae channel. African.
CH number start tab.
New Age. One of my favorites, Fine Tuning. It's got a big variety of things. And then we'll go here, and we're almost done. Almost done showing you. This is back to classical. And so I pretty much showed you everything there is to see with the software, with the activation. And with the actual radio. Now my general feelings on the radio, my general review, as most people do, kind of a wrap up kind of thing going on. Review of the service, it's wonderful. It's just, if you don't have many radio stations in your area, if your radio stations are not to your liking, this is what you want to have. There's not many commercials. There are some commercials, but they said 35 channels in total are commercial free, including this one. Classical channel is not, and they have a lot of live programming. They go to the studio and produce programs. reviewing this radio. This radio is kind of nice. The software that drives it, as I thought, was kind of it's kind of screwy, as I said, but it does work, and with a little work, either anybody can work on scripts or set files for it. Of course, I don't have Windowize, so I won't be making set files, but I will be making script files, and people can get a hold of me if they would like to be let known about the progress of these scripts. The basic problem is that the window structure is weird, and that right now we're in compact mode, and I'm unable to get to the settings menu, which is kind of annoying, but that's okay. Because the radio works, they have been good enough to put in keyboard commands so that you type in a channel number and have it remember, have it go to that channel. And of course, if you want to get a channel lineup from Jerry, if you don't want to have to look through your screen and look for different channel numbers to come up on your different lists, you can always call him up at the Listener Care Center, and he'll whip out a channel lineup for you for free. So he'll do that. As a final thing, I think that this is a definite buy. If you're interested in satellite radio, if you want a cheap alternative, something that will allow you to play music on your computer without being on the internet, this is what you want to get. And even if you have another XM radio, like me, it's something I want to get, because on my radio, even though I can listen to it without being connected to my computer, I can't tell what's playing. I can't tell, for instance, that right now we're listening to
Robert Schumann, No Sonata, No One.
There we go. Robert Schumann. I would have no idea. And on regular radio, you gotta wait for the broadcaster to tell you, you just heard this, before that, blah, 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 blah. And you miss things. So you can tell right then, right now. And it's very cool. Very helpful. You can pick up things like the BBC World Service with your satellite, and the radio itself is very handy. Now, if you want to be able to take your radio somewhere else, take it portably without being connected to your computer, this isn't the radio you want to get if you want to generally just go around. As Jerry said, I recommend, and he does, the Delphi Sky-Fi radio, which allows you to plug into either a home kit, a car kit, or a boombox, and take it for your different applications that you want to use it for. Now, a few websites that you want to make sure and know, and I'm assuming that we'll have these, or we'll try to put these on the different lists after the broadcast. Here's some websites that could be of interest to you. Of course, www.pcconnection.com. I'd like to thank Phyllis, who helped me out with getting this radio and gave me the ability to take it back if it didn't actually work. So that was good. So that was PCConnection.com. Of course, XMRadio.com, all these have www's in front of them, is the XM Radio website. You can see program schedules. You can't tell what you're actually listening to on the particular channels. That's not possible. That's why you get the XM PCR. But you can listen to samples of programming on XM Radio in Windows Media format, and that's kind of handy because you can kind of tell in most of the channels what type of music is played. Another website that you might be interested in is www.xmfan.com. It's kind of a forum club. You can ask questions. I read the posts there quite often. And XM Fan also sells different things, different radios, different accessories for your radio, and that type of thing. Now, those are the few websites that are important that you might want to look at. You can also find used XM radios are cheap, more cheap ones on eBay, so I'd check that one out too. One thing before I go, and we'll kind of end with this, I'm going to unplug the antenna, and that's going to show you what it sounds like when you lose connection, when you don't have a signal. So right now, I'm going to turn this back up, and you'll hear that Robert Schumann here. And I'm just going to unplug the antenna. So I've unplugged it. It's just completely unplugged, still buffering, and it's gone. So you either have it or you don't. I'm going to plug it back in, and we're back. So, as Jerry said, this radio is not really made for traveling around. It doesn't buffer well as some of the others. So, as in a conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this review. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Enjoyed researching the radio. Enjoyed researching XM radio in general, and enjoyed producing and talking to the people that I've had to talk to get it done. So I hope that it has helped you. I hope I can help you. If you have any questions, you can contact me on the ACB radio addresses. And you can also, these are the different lists, you can also write me if you're not on ACB radio or not listening to this on ACB radio. You can write me at ner@uark.edu. And I can help you with any questions that you have about the XMPCR, how to get my frames and scripts, and how to make it work well with JAWS. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thanks, Noel. And if you're listening to this program on its first airing, we're just coming up to the end, so it is almost 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, and 3 UTC. You're invited now to join us for the main menu aftermatch function, if you will, at ourplace.acbradio.org. That's ourplace.acbradio.org. Visit the main menu technology room by choosing the rooms link and then going to the main menu technology room. And in there you will find Noel Romy, who will be happy to answer further questions about XM satellite radio or just chat with you about XM satellite radio and other satellite radio services, I guess, as well. So that's what's happening at 3 UTC in just a few minutes' time in the Our Place main menu technology room. And you're welcome to use that room at any time, by the way, to hang out with people who want to talk technology.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.